This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Storm struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with down trees, down power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. A Minnesota judge has sided with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and denied the ban, which prohibited those under 21 from obtaining gun permits. Three individuals had challenged the 2003 law, which had enacted an age requirement to be eligible to receive a permit to carry a pistol. They argued that the law was unconstitutional and prevented Americans from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Former President Trump will leave Florida for New York tonight to be arraigned tomorrow in Manhattan. According to numbers released by Trump's 2024 campaign, he has raised over $4 million in 24 hours since the indictment first became public. Oil prices are sharply higher after a Saudi-led group of producers said they would cut more than 1 million barrels of output a day starting next month. This morning, a barrel of oil is going for roughly $89 a barrel. Finnish conservative leader Petteri Orpo has won a three-way election race, defeating Social Democrat Prime Minister Sanna Marin. Orpo after the election.
Now I will start negotiations, open negotiations with all parties. I want to build trust and cooperation between parties and build up the strong majority government.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Supporters of former President Trump are speaking out ahead of tomorrow's arraignment.
Former President Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, says when Trump is arraigned this week,
it's a day that, in my opinion, the rule of law in the United States has died.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Tacopina said whether you support or hate the former president, the circumstances of the hush money case being brought against him should be alarming. He's calling Tuesday's arraignment unprecedented. Former President Trump, for his part, will speak from his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, after his court appearance Tuesday. It's not known at this time if he will also make a statement in New York after being arraigned. I'm John Schaefer.
The Pope delivers his Palm Sunday message.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit Santo.
Amen. Pope Francis, in a service in St. Peter's Square, urged the world to take better care of the poor, sick, and lonely. He himself, just a day before, was released from the hospital after being treated for bronchitis. The Vatican says the 86-year-old Pope plans to take part in a full slate of Easter events this coming week, which is the busiest time on the Roman Catholic Church calendar. I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASA will announce the four moon mission astronauts today.
The crew for the Artemis II will reportedly include three Americans and one Canadian, who will make up the first moon mission in more than 50 years. The 10-day mission, which is not expected to take place before November 2024, will have the spaceship circle around the moon before returning to Earth. Artemis II will be the first spaceship to go to the moon since Apollo 17 did it in 1972. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey.
You know, with all that's happening in our world right now, our petrodollar is in jeopardy. Really? I mean, really, it is. And we're at $31 trillion and counting. The distraction of Donald Trump's pending indictment. And, I mean, we've got some serious issues that are before our country right now. And in much that has happened historically, there are these appointed times that happen that are controlled by Almighty God himself. And one who... you know, it's perfect to address this issue with us right now is Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, also the president and founder of AmericanFaith.com. Phil, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Good to be with you today. And you're exactly right. We are in crisis as a nation, and it's not on one front. You know, Napoleon made the mistake of thinking he could fight a battle on two different fronts, and that's what led to the defeat of Napoleon with his onslaught of Russia. And I think what we're doing, we're facing the same thing. There's just too many things to manage here. Yes. You've got China, who is basically taking over Africa, trying to engineer a different way to get petrodollars. And you've got the border on the southern border crisis, which is denied by Mayorkas. You've got, I mean, where do we start? Transgenderism. You've got a decline in the U.S. military enlistment. They don't want to go in. So I don't even know. I mean, I'm just starting. We could go probably five or six more big, big things.
Exactly. And meanwhile, you know, they want to report that Donald Trump, since the announcement of the indictment, raised $4 million. Well, it's we've got some serious fish to fry here, and we can't be distracted. You know, we've been saying, you and I, for a long time, we've got to return to first principles, but we need to have a clear idea of what those first principles are, Phil. If not, we're distracted by all this noise. And meanwhile, what the Biden administration and the globalists have done in taking over this country, where it is America last, I mean, we're going to get our lunch handed to us, and the America that you and I grew up with is going to be a shell of itself.
Well, yeah, and I think in some ways it already is, Bill. I hate to say it, but it is already a shell. It's not recognizable on so many different fronts, and you have to step back and ask, what's the bigger picture here that we're missing? Because why would anyone want to destroy a nation? I mean, the one they live in, the one that they politically even govern. Why would they want to do that? And I think that's the prevailing question. We can see the problem. But what's the big thing behind all of this, Bill? And I think that needs to be probed a little bit deeper.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can call it the deep state, the globalists, these oligarchs, the cartels. I'm realizing more and more about these cartels. I don't know, maybe myopically thought cartels only meant, these nefarious groups south of the border. But the fact of the matter is when I realize the infrastructure that they've established well into this country, Phil, is unbelievable. I mean, just about in every state of the union. I think there's only about 8 states that do not have a full-blown cartel operation within them that is supporting all this drug trafficking, sex trafficking, fentanyl, all this that is, you know, is attacking our country, and they are pretty much, in operation with impunity.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is like a mafia
Yes.
runs nation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't
right.
think about that. We think about the old days, the mafia, you know, and how they kind of mm-hmm. ruled the five boroughs. They ruled a little bit of Vegas. But now you've got on a whole new level, and you've got no way to seemingly stop it. I mean, fentanyl mm-hmm. deaths are a daily, going on a daily basis here. There are a lot of drug, cartels are lacing drugs with fentanyl, selling it, and then trying to destroy for competition. They've got bad stuff. You need to get my stuff. My stuff's healthy. And that's the kind of thing that's happening here today, which is craziness.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like you said, we have leaders that have been, as Miranda Devine identifies them, elite captured. And it's for a nefarious cause. They, in the dark rooms, in the back rooms of the world, have made this cabal agreement with these globalists to say that when everything, changes over, you're still going to be in charge. You're going to be a director. You're going to be, taken care of. And meanwhile, it's we the people that are getting sold out in this process. 330 million people are going down this yellow brick road that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, you can throw in some Republicans too if you want to throw in them, because it is a cabal and it is bipartisan, and they're making sure that they get their share. But what happens when you go back historically with these cabal-like agreements that happen? I find it quite ironic that these people who end up getting into the mess are they end up not getting exactly what they expected.
No, exactly, and that's kind of the devil's lie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To me, what I call this, the deeper thing is, this is a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
This is a divorce between a conservative spouse and a liberal spouse. And in order for the divorce to go through, you have to do, and to win big, you have to find the best attorney you can to destroy the other person. You have to grow in hatred toward the other person, even if you don't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do everything, because it all comes down to that 1 hour where everything is decided, and then you reason within yourself, I can rebuild better, I can go back and I can do this without them, because they've mm-hmm. been an annoyance to us. The conservative
yes.
voice has been annoying to us for years, and we're finally done, we're breaking up, and we're gonna divide the kitty, but we're gonna win, because we're gonna get a better attorney. And that's really that's to me is the best analogy I can think of.
Well, it is appropriate. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, look what the left has done. They have corralled control of the federal courts, in one way or another. I mean, there's no jury of the peers. There's no, courtroom you can go into. Here it is. Donald Trump's going to New York, where only 20% voted for him. Bragg and everybody else in the left and the judges there. I mean, the system is rigged against him. And all he can do is, okay, I'm in the battle, and I'm just going to go up, and eventually it'll go to the Supreme Court if it needs to where there's finally, justice and a remedy occurs here.
Well, Bill Barr had an interesting perspective on it. He says this was all planned to get Donald Trump the nomination,
mm-hmm.
then to spend 2 more years trying to destroy him so that he would lose the election and position the Democrats for a win. Now, that's an interesting perspective, because you're right. He's raised money. Why? Well, people think, no, that's my president, or I love him, or look at the mess mm-hmm. we're in. Only Trump can get us out. And right. this could be a political chess game as well.
Well, they thought they played the game in 2015, 2016, and go well for them. And, of course, they spent the next 4 years maligning him at the expense of the people. I want my money back. I want Hillary to, you know, write a big check because of all the money that we spent on, you know, the whole legal process and Mueller and everybody else. I mean, Mueller alone was something like $70 million for that investigation and what it did render. And they're not, of course, you know, they're not finished. They're never finished. That's what the left does is that, you know, you never say die. They just need more money and more time, and they're going to show you there's a pony under that big pile of manure. I'm telling you. We've got to go to break.
Silver
we've got more
has
from
always
Phil.
Been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Many places in the world are immersed in darkness, but we at the Tide Ministry are dedicated to shining the light of Christ. The global pervasiveness of sin stands against the spread of the gospel. And for Christians trapped in heavily persecuted areas, the isolation and oppression can be devastating. Unfortunately, many governing entities make it nearly impossible to preach the good news in their region. This discrimination and divisiveness is fueled by the enemy, who's determined to stop the spread of Christianity. While challenging, these issues do not dissuade us from our mission. We've been proclaiming the good news through radio broadcasts for over 75 years and intend to continue doing so until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted people whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller from AmericanFaith.com. He is the founder, the president of, and also senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, yesterday you talked about one of my favorite topics, and of course it was Palm Sunday, so it was appropriate that you remind everybody about what Zechariah had to say and the fulfillment of Jesus coming into Jerusalem on that day. And that day was reserved. It was sanctified. It is what I call an appointed time. And it's an appointed time by God. And when God appoints a time, there's no turning back, is there?
No, and I use this idiom to crossing the Rubicon. Some people may not be aware of that, but Julius Caesar crossed a small stream in northern Italy on January 10th, 49 B.C. That was the legal act. All the armies had to stay out of the Republic of Rome. And when he crossed it, he did it with intentionality. He crossed it knowing that there could be no turning back. He would battle for 4 or 5 years, eventually become and change it from a republic to a dictatorship, and Rome would never be the same. And he crossed. The Rubicon had been crossed. And in some ways, I think America is in danger of crossing the Rubicon, that is, reaching a point of no return, because evil has been unleashed at the highest level. But, Bill, I got good news. At the same time, the Spirit of God is moving on a whole new, fresh level.
You know? Exactly.
And I think when we come to a point of no return, hell may pour out its evil, but, you know, you got to refuse to bow to the spirit of the age.
And that's right.
And you realize the only option is victory, then you have found your personal Rubicon. You said, no, I'm crossing the Rubicon, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to be strong in the Lord in this moment.
Well, it's that desperation, like the woman with the issue of blood, who felt, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, right? I mean, that kind of faith is what God, you know, God honors. And he spoke of that directly. And you're exactly right. You and I talked about this a couple months back about wheats and tares. And whenever you have, you know, both growing together, and especially right now, it's interesting that they're manifesting. I mean, let's go back into the 70s, Phil. You had, you know, we had the Jesus Revolution. We also had, you know, love, sex, drugs, rock and roll. We had a lot of crazy stuff going on at the same time. And I thought it was quite interesting. You know, I talked to Kevin Downs about that, that, you know, during that period of time, we had, you know, people coming to Jesus, but then you had also people making a choice to, you know, throw themselves into the deep end of the human waters and human debasement, all at the same time. Quite interesting. And here we are again seeing this dynamic taking place. And you're right. I think we have a choice to make, as you say. What is your Rubicon?
Well, and to the point on, you know, Palm Sunday, that happened on March 30th, AD 33. We can calculate that by a very complicated complication or formula out of Daniel. So he knew that there was no turning back. A lot of people, I asked everybody, nobody gets this answer right. What was the next thing Jesus did after he rode into Jerusalem? And no, everybody goes silent because they go, I don't know. I don't know.
He went to the temple.
And he overturned the money changers and said, "You must make my father's house a house. It's a house of prayer, not a den of thieves." Well, you think about, like, here's Jesus riding in on a donkey. When a king rode in on a donkey, it was considered a noble animal, not like we view it today. It was noble, but it was also a king would always ride into town on a donkey if he was issuing peace. If you rode in on a horse, it was war. And it's interesting because he rides in, and he was basically saying, "This is it. I mean, are you going to accept this claim? Because this is my final appeal."
Yeah.
And then in Revelation 19:11, when Christ returns, he's on a horse. So the imagery is intentional.
Yes. Yeah, a different thing altogether, no doubt. Here's the offer of peace if you're willing to accept it, and all that peace represents. I mean, you're talking God's definition of peace, not our idea of a bunch of hippies sitting on the corner going, "Hey, peace," and the peace sign and that sort of thing. I mean, this is all-encompassing that surpasses all human understanding, isn't it?
It is. And remember when the Pharisees said, you know, "Silence your people, don't let them praise." And in John's account, he says in verse 19 of chapter 12, "The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, 'You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. And when they realize their authority is slipping away and they demand the praise to stop, they knew he was accepting the recognition of the Messiah. And the Rubicon was crossed for them as well. They said, we've got to destroy, kill him. Remember when Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Remember what it says, let his blood, and he said, I'm free of the blood of this man. Mm-hmm. He said, let his blood be on us and on our children's children.
Yes.
They brought a curse on the nation.
Yeah, and they accepted it. They announced their own curse, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. An interesting analogy, and I think if nothing else, everyone should think about, am I going to cross the Rubicon and I'm going to stand versus the way I've been living my life thinking somebody will figure it out? Nobody's mm-hmm. figuring this out. You don't got a secret weapon somewhere in Washington that's going to figure this one out.
You know, exactly.
This is, depend on God and do everything you can at the same time because that's what it's going to take.
Well, exactly, because look at, we're unhinged. You know, you mentioned, the transgender issue, our bureaucracy, the corruption, throughout government, how the American people have been sold out. Our borders are wide open. Our young people, it's bad enough we've killed over 63 million people, babies, by abortion, not even counting probably another, 63 million plus through abortifacients, chemical abortion. I mean, we're a hot mess, Phil. And, and I keep reading, that you sit there and you read about how, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are going to judge, us. Because, if they'd have known what we know, we have a higher level of accountability for the knowledge that we have of God and all the history. I mean, it's real clear, and for the sake of wanting to have it our own way and allowing evil to reign, and it all about a point of time. I mean, think about this. We're still in the Jubilee year, Phil. This is still the Shemitah Jubilee year that we're in the middle of, and this is going on. It's like, whoa, what is that? But you're exactly right, is that if we don't hold on to God with all our strength, with all our mind, all that we know, I mean, heaven help us, because you think Joe Biden is going to answer this? You think Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have an answer for this? Uh-uh. No way.
No. Now, we do see how quickly evil can turn a country, on its end. And I think the same thing's true. If we have the right president in place, you can make a lot of progress pretty quickly in turning this thing around. But the big if question is, is the system so rigged? The only thing that we really can take comfort in is ultimately God is in control of the situation.
Amen. He's the one that chooses leaders. I mean, he chose Joe Biden. I mean, like it or not, Joe Biden got away with what he got away with and is president of the United States because, God wanted that to happen.
Mm. Well, God allowed that to happen as a punishment to the people who didn't seek after him.
My point, however way you want to look at it, it wouldn't have happened without God allowing it to happen.
Amen. Amen.
And here it is. So as you preached yesterday, we all have personal Rubicons that we're going to have to cross. And we have to decide this day who you will follow, right?
Amen.
Before it's too late.
If Joshua's great cry at the end, if the Lord be God, serve him. If the gods be on the river, your gods, then serve them. But you can't be torn between two opinions.
Amen. Yeah, that's it. And my friend Tony Campolo says, it looks like all hell's breaking loose and the devil's in charge and everything like that. But, hey, look it. That's only Friday. Sunday's coming, right? Sunday is coming. Amen. I mean, because God will not allow this, to continue. And he's looking for the righteous, Phil. He's looking for those of us who pursue him and that are willing to put it all on the line on our personal Rubicon that leads us to Jesus, right?
Amen. Amen.
As always, I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the president and founder of AmericanFaith.com, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
USA News Update. Storms struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with down trees, down power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. Pennsylvania's Democrat Senator John Fetterman continues to not work. He spoke with CBS News about his battle with depression after checking himself into Walter Reed Medical Center roughly 2 months ago.
I will be going home and be the first time ever to be in remission with my depression.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Dan Schneider joining us. He is the Media Research Center's VP of Free Speech America. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Doing really well.
Hey, well, I wanted to address what you're talking about, and that is the IRS making a strange house call on Matt Taibbi, huh?
You know, it wasn't just strange. It was all very well intended. Mm-hmm. Matt Taibbi, he's best known now for leading the Twitter files investigation. And he was testifying, of all places, before the House Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government. And literally in the middle of his testimony before the House of Representatives, the IRS came knocking on his door. Now, that is extremely unusual. You know, less than about a third of 1% of people even get audited by the IRS any 1 year. But nobody has an agent knocking on the door. This was all intended. And, Bill, it was intended to intimidate.
Exactly.
The intimidation was not directed at Taibbi. This is where people are kind of missing the real story here. The IRS and Joe Biden have both been asked about this, and everybody's staying mum on it. Nobody's explaining why. Nobody's denying it. The real message, Bill, is to people like you and your listeners and the rest of the country, which is if you get out of line, if you don't follow the Joe Biden administration party line, you're going to get stepped on. So stay in line. Don't ask questions. Don't object. The intimidation is really directed to the rest of the American people. Don't do what Ivy did or else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just, there's no different than what Lois Lerner and Barack Obama did with the Tea Party groups and all conservative groups, right? And we have a list of names that if they were in referred to in any of their application, of course, this put the crosshairs on and they slow walked them and froze them out. I mean, the thing that's amazing to me, Dan, you think about, you know, this conversation. They're talking, in fact, there's a young man who's, I don't know, what he's being cited for interfering with the election process because of a meme he set out about Hillary Clinton, and he could get up to 10 years in prison for this, you know, for election interference. Well, what the government has done is interfered in the election process. I would say that ever since Lois Lerner and Barack Obama, what they did to the Tea Party groups, they interfered with the election process. They greatly affected the outcome, especially when it came to conservative votes. And that's clear. And so that's a clear interference. But see, there's no sanction on them. There's no immediate remedy. And so what do? They posture. They lie about it. I mean, you know, there needs to be an immediate penalty that's exercised or they will continue to do this. And this is why what they got away with. And of course, you know, Lois Lerner, and then we're just using that as a pivot point. This has been going on for a long time. But this stuff has got to stop. And it is to intimidate anybody. And the war on conservatives has been quite clear. That continues. Of course, extended on January the 6th. It continues to the left continues to come after us. And now they're not even. You know, they're not even being subtle about it. It's extremely obvious, Dan.
Yeah, Bill, it's so much worse than the American public even knows. You know, what's going on with the IRS now is far worse than what happened during Lois Lerner's reign of terror. She was doing her work in secret. Now it's done as direct intimidation for all Americans. But here, and you mentioned DOJ, January 6th. Again, there's so much more going on than has been reported. I'm one of the people, and I did not participate in January 6th stuff at all, but I got what's called a target letter from the Department of Justice saying, you are a target from the criminal division. We are coming after you. James O'Keefe got a target letter. Lots of conservatives have gotten these target letters saying, we're coming after you. We want to indict you. We want to put you behind bars. And it's, of course, very chilling. It's terrifying.
Exactly.
The Department of Justice, the police state is coming after me, and they want to lock me up. And then you have to hire lawyers, got to spend a lot of money to defend your own good name. And then DOJ finally goes silent, and they never tell you, I guess we were wrong. We guess that we should not have investigated you. We know we really, you know, hit your pocketbook hard because you had to pay lawyers to defend yourself. But the sucks for you, and in the meantime, we're not going to actually even tell you the investigation is over. We're going to just let you figure that out.
Let you hang out there, because meanwhile, you're going to have to behave, because you can't even think about, right? So now they've intimidated you to the point that they have rendered you, they basically neutered you, and kept you on standby. That's what they've done. And so
that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. And here it is. You've got already, 1,000 people, roughly 1,000, 1,500 that have been involved in January 6th, have been harassed. Many are in jail still, and we know all those sad stories, and they're pathetic that's going on in a free America, supposedly. And now they're saying they're casting out another net for another 1,000. So go ahead.
And then there's the collusion with big tech, where, you know, if you say that Trump was not an agent of Russia, you're censored because that's engaged in disinformation, even though now everybody knows that that was a ridiculous accusation. But if you were to have said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was true, you were again censored because, you know, for misinformation, even though that was true. You know, big tech colluding with DOJ and other government agencies, they are weaponizing their power. These are the biggest corporations that have ever existed on the planet. They're weaponizing their power alongside government because they are trying to silence all of us.
You know, it's amazing all that they're doing here, and in the process, they're killing the goose that's laid the golden eggs. They're killing America. What is going to be left? I mean, this tyranny state and, you know, and the rest of America and the population is supposed to be cowering in the corner? I mean, is this what it's all coming down to?
You know, Bill, when I've spoken to audiences, I'll often ask them this question. If, you know, who knows the punctuation at the end of our national anthem? And most people are really surprised to discover it's a question mark. Our national anthem ends with the question whether the flag still flies over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Mm-hmm. Are we still a free and brave people? Every day, we conservatives have to get up and fight for this whole idea that we are still a free people and we are a brave people and we will take the slings and arrows. We will fight for our freedom. This freedom is a gift from God. And Amen. We cannot squander it. We have got to fight to preserve our great nation.
You're exactly right, Dan. If not us, then who?
Yeah.
See, well, and the left knows this. This is why they're coming after us. But you see, we have to realize that this is a battle royal. And you know, I don't know how this is going to end, Dan. I mean, I have an idea. I being a man of faith, I know how that part's going to end. But I mean, right now in this phase that we're in right now, you know, you get people saying, well, it's going to, you know, we could end up in a revolution, but it'll be a, you know, without bullets and that. Let me tell you, when a revolution happens, like in revolutions historically, you don't control it. There is a massive explosion, and this is what I see this country is that we're at a powder keg intersection right now. And I don't know how you may sit there and say, oh, well, I don't want it to. Yeah, nobody wants it to be this way, but this is what the left is doing. They don't care. They don't care if everything blows up and goes to hell in the handbasket. They've got their agenda and they're moving forward. And all it requires is people of conservative thought and values, people whose hand of God has been upon them, to sit back and observe.
Yep. Yeah, when God told Joshua to take Jericho, it seemed kind of absurd. I'm going to walk around it a few times. We don't have to know how it's going to happen. We just have to do what is put in front of us to do and do it, trusting God to have the outcome.
Well, it's interesting that it's happening at this time. I mean, this is a Jubilee year, and for those of you that understand the spiritual involvement of that, makes it really significant that it's all happening at this, and I say it is an appointed time. Dan Schneider has been our guest. He's the Meta Research Center's VP of Free Speech America. Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. He's PluggedIn.com. He's with us now. Hey, Adam, how are we feeling, buddy?
Well, you know, I have had better Mondays, but, you know, I'll be all right.
Well, thank you for trooping forward here. I mean, all that you've been dealing with and everything, I appreciate you hanging in there. Yes, a little cough sound effect just to, you know, convince us all the more that this is legit. He's not faking it. He's not trying to get out of some midterm test or anything
that. But I am working from home, so there's that.
Yes.
So there you go.
Well, and here you are working with us, and I appreciate it. Hey, let's talk about this biblical film, His Only Son, is doing some great things at the box office, right?
It did. I think it did around $5 million over the weekend, and this is a story about Moses. And I think that, you know, when we get used to hearing box office figures that are in the tens or hundreds of millions, $5 million may not sound like a whole lot, but for any kind of Christian movie, that is a great result. And obviously this is the time of year that Christian movies tend to do well, and you know, the other one that is continuing to do well is Jesus Revolution.
Exactly.
It pulled in another $1 million over the weekend, and it's at like $50 million, which for a Christian movie, you know, that's like $500 million for almost any other kind of movie.
But still, you know, and I agree with another guest that we had, and that is Christians need to be encouraged to go out and support these Christian movies. Because, you know, $50 million, though, you know, you say, okay, you know, that sounds like a good number. I mean, considering how many people who identify as Christians,
yes.
I mean, this is a spit in the bucket here. And, right? So I think that on one hand we can say, hey, this is great, but no, I mean, this is not really representative. If anything, well, maybe it is representative of people who identify as Christians and where they are with their faith right now.
Well, and here's what I'll say, and people may not be aware of this, that, we often lament the fact that, you know, Hollywood seems to have an agenda that's against us, and sometimes I think we can even drift into, you know, borderline conspiracy theory kind of conversation.
conversations. Well, Hollywood hates us, and certainly there is a progressive agenda very much at play. I'm not in any way denying that. But at the end of the day, Hollywood is fundamentally conservative in another important way, and that it's all about the money, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to movies, every time you buy a movie ticket, you are basically, think of it like voting. You're sending your vote in, and you're telling Hollywood, please more like this.
Give us more. Yeah,
and it's important, you know, to appropriate a phrase, vote early and vote often. Mm-hmm. With Christian movies especially, opening weekends are important because that dictates how long something will stay in theaters. You know, it's important if you even have a thought of going, don't wait. Just do that, because you're voting with your dollars, and you're sending that message to Hollywood that says, hey, more of this. And your point is well taken. You know, if we've still got even 20% of the population who identifies not just as Christian, but, you know, as evangelical Christians, and I don't know exactly mm-hmm. what the figures are, but it's in that neighborhood. Those numbers ought to be a lot higher, right?
You know, exactly.
Get out and vote with your dollars. And you know what? Hollywood will listen. Jesus Revolution was done by Lionsgate, which, you know, they also did Saw. So this is hardly a Christian movie company. But I know that Lionsgate has a great relationship with John and Andy Irwin, who are the directors mm-hmm. on, you know, that and a whole bunch of other things. They're paying attention. So
yes,
go to the movies.
Yes, amen. And support Christian music. To your point, I mean, what do we want? I mean, you know, like everything, we get more of what we ask for.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the indictment that we have regarding sex trafficking. You know, we are consumers for sex. So, you know, the cartels are only responding to the call of the people here in America.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're the guilty ones, and so it's interesting that here, especially in this Easter season, in a time of Lent, and the time that we are to reorientate ourselves, you know, toward godly principles, where do we stand right now? Hopefully the last 40 days has not been a waste of time. Hopefully, you know, for many of you, perhaps this has been the best Lent ever. And maybe the fact that you even participated in investing in, you know, Christian movies like Jesus Revolution or, you know, His Only Son and other opportunities that you've had, maybe this has been a positive and it will be a positive outcome for you. Because right now, when you look over the landscape of our country and what's happening in our culture, well, I'll tell you, you know, it's like Charles Finney said years ago, you know, a revival happens when it's most needed.
Yeah.
And I see the mess that this country is in. I mean, even with the news today that, and we've been watching this, that the petrodollar now is in jeopardy. I mean, America's economic system is hanging in the balance here right now.
Yep.
And so, there's a lot to consider here. That is, you know, in a sense, even more important than movies, everything else. This is about, you know, it's about our relationship, the most important relationship we can have. And this Easter season, my prayer is that you would make that commitment and make sure that the choice that's given you today, either you're going to follow the God of this world or you're going to follow the God who created it.
Yeah, no, that's right, and that is the choice, right? You're going to go one way or the other, and I think sometimes, Bill, I think that we are deceived that we think we can live in a neutral zone in between, like the DMZ between North and South Korea, or the neutral zone, like even in Star Trek. And I'm reminded of Paul's words in Ephesians 5:15-17. He says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." And I think that idea of evil, you know, when we hear that word, it's kind of a word that's fallen on hard times today, right? Mm-hmm. We recognize Vladimir Putin is evil, or serial killers are evil, school shootings are evil. That's not what Paul's talking about. Paul is talking about the systematic thinking of the world that is in opposition to the way God operates, right? government in opposition to the kingdom of God. And we don't, you know, if we're not walking with God, we don't get to hang out in a neutral zone. We're being influenced by, you know, that trajectory toward evil, toward a way of thinking that is not of God. And I think that sometimes I talk about this passage in relationship to entertainment, you know, that we think, oh, it's not that bad. But, you know, it applies to lots of things. And and Paul pretty sharply exhorts us to say, pay attention. You know, that phrase, be very careful, is a phrase that actually means, as you're walking around, lift your head up and look. The literal translation is walk circumspectly. Be alert. Pay attention. Understand that the world is not operating by the same principles as the kingdom of God.
Clearly, that's the case. I mean, we call it situational awareness.
Yes.
And we are not as situationally aware as we should be. And that's what's going to, that's what's going to put you in the crosshairs of becoming a victim. And here you are, you're hearing these warnings. God has given us, you know, so many warnings to see what's happening right now. I mean, you've got to know from a spiritual standpoint. You know, we say that this is all going to hell in a handbasket. Again, the same thing, you know, whether you're talking about evil or words like that, to hell in a handbasket. We've heard that so much that people go, oh, well, that's just, you know, it's just another saying. But no, I mean, look at what's going on. I mean, with all that the, you know, culturally that we're dealing with, you know, transgenderism, you know, the things that are happening at our southern border. And we talked about this consumeristic appeal for, you know, sex trafficking and drugs and on and on. I mean, we're a mess. And I mean, and we have to understand also that there's diabolical plans outside of just our acquiescence. There are things happening at a global level that are controlling, and that all this stuff is happening by intention. It's not by accident. And we're just, you know, rather in a laissez-faire attitude, just going along to get along. And this is very dangerous.
Well, I mean, it's the frog in the kettle, right? And I know that's another cliche, but as the temperature comes up, it comes up slowly and we acclimate to it. And you think about the things that we tolerate now as normal as a culture, that as little as, you know, 50 or 60 years ago would have been, you know, just
wouldn't have been tolerable. Exactly.
Unthinkable.
No, right.
So, you know, there's so much confusion, and I think that's why we have to be grounded in the Word, because that's our true north. That's our comfort.
Exactly.
That is what reminds us, oh yeah, this way that the world is thinking is actually in opposition to what God invites us into, and the life that ultimately yields life, right, Bill?
That's
abundant, that is full, that is satisfying. And we have that gospel. We have the ability to say, we know the truth, not in an arrogant way, not that we're better than anybody, but, man, we want to invite you to know the God who died for you, sent his son to die for you, that you might have that abundant life too.
Exactly. It's our heritage. Why would you throw it away?
Right. Exactly.
Right? I mean, that's what we need to reclaim, is this righteous heritage that seats us in heavenly places.
Yep.
That whose authority that God has established. So you walk in that authority with confidence, knowing that all is well.
Yep.
Even though all hell around us is breaking out, right?
Yep. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Thank you, Lord. Happy Easter. I'm telling you. Adam Holtz, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.